Did you guys have a fun day?
Yeah!
I've had a lot of fun too. You know, one of my favorite things to see is you kids playing hard with your cabin leaders and new friends and old friends. Although none of you are old looking, so maybe you're all young and new friends. So, can we pray together? And then we're going to get started, okay? Oh, eyes on me again, please. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day. We ask, Lord, that you will watch over us, protect us throughout the rest of this week, and give us a good time in chapel together. Amen. Amen. Well, I was going to tell you a little bit about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, what the Christian life is all about. Who asked that question? What is the Christian life all about? Somebody asked that. Did you ask that question? That is a really good question. So, any ideas what the Christian life is all about? You have your hand up. What's your name?
Abby.
Abby, what do you think the Christian life is all about?
It's all about Jesus dying on the cross for us.
Oh, he did die on the cross for us, yeah. Yeah, forgiving our sins, yeah. What's your name?
Dawson.
Dawson? It's a beautiful name. What do you think the Christian life's all about?
Asking Jesus into your heart.
Asking Jesus into my heart, boom, 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 boom. Our actual heart? Or into our lives? Into our lives, that's right. What do you think the Christian's life's all about? What's your name?
Bristol.
I know a lot, lots of your names. Not most of your names, lots of your names. So I ask your name so you can tell everybody else what it's about. Okay, so what's the Christian life all about, you think?
When Jesus conquered all the nations and stuff.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. What's your name?
Natalia.
What's the Christian life all about? Accepting God and His grace? Yeah, that's a really good answer, yeah.
Ask Him to come
and Christian is about letting God into your life and knowing He's in. Very good, Aspen. Anybody else who hasn't answered? Anybody from over here? We haven't heard much from this side of the room. Any ideas what the Christian life's all about? Any campers? Sorry, Max. Okay, one more over there, and then we're going to be all done. I want you guys to listen. What's your name?
Tails.
Yeah?
Not swearing with their names.
Oh, okay. Not using the...
Disrespecting them.
Yeah. So, you know, if I could sum up the Christian life, I would say something like this. I would say it's growing in a relationship with Jesus. Now the interesting thing is we just heard somebody say about Jesus was crucified or died for our sins. Let me make some things really clear for you guys, okay? It says, who's got their Bible?
Me.
Okay, who would like to look up a verse for me?
Read the verse.
You're gonna find out. Anna, would you like to look up a verse for me? Okay, Anna, could you come up here and look up Romans 3:23? Okay. And who else has a verse? Has a Bible that would like to look up a verse? Natalia, come on up here. And you look up Romans 6:23. And somebody else, who's got somebody else? You got to have a Bible. Caleb, get a boy up here. All right. You found it? Good. Okay. You're going to look up John 10. Actually, look You might even know it by heart. Okay, Anna, we're going to all look at Anna right now so that we are going to be good listeners. Anna, could you stand up and read Romans 3:23 for us? Let's listen.
For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard.
Of God's glorious standard. Okay, perfect. Natalia, could you stand up and read this next one?
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Ooh, that's a good one. Keep that part mark in your spot in your Bible. I might have you read it again. And Caleb, could you read the last one? John 3:16.
For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
Okay. So Jesus was a man that lived a long time ago. But he was also God. And he was a person or a God that was from the very beginning. Yeah. Like before the world even was a world. And Jesus came to earth, and because he's God, he could choose how he wanted to come. He could have come in like the superhero outfit. He could have come in a rock star, big concert, boom. But he didn't. He came as a baby. You know how babies are like, can't do anything for themselves?
Yeah.
Who's got a baby brother or sister? Yeah. Who's had a baby brother or sister before? Yeah. You know, one of the interesting things... Oh, eyes on me. One of the interesting things about babies is that they're completely dependent upon other people. Now, God, Jesus that is, decided to come to earth as a baby. And he lived his life for about 33, 34 years, completely perfect. He never sinned. Now, sin is one of those things that we do when we make a mistake. Now, not just like I missed throwing the ball and not hitting the target, but I mean like, we lie, we steal, we say something mean, or some things that are like really big, like murder, right? Those are sins. Now, can you read your verse again? Read it really loud for us. Everybody has sinned. Everybody has made a mistake. Has anybody not lied? Nobody's hand should be up. Everybody's told a lie. You know, when I was a kid, or I even as an adult, I've told lies. And one of the things that happens is when I do something naughty, or when I've done something naughty as a kid, one of the things that I... what would do so my mom or my dad wouldn't find out, so I might have lied about it to make so that they wouldn't find out. Is that wrong?
No.
Yeah. Lying is a sin. Okay? And that's not a good thing to do. Now, it says in the passage Anna read that we have all sinned. We have all messed up. We've all come short of God's standard of the way we should live our lives. All right. Your turn. Could you read yours again really nice and loud?
For
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Did you know that God is eternal? Eternal means forever. God has no beginning and no end. There's no beginning and no end ever. That means it's forever.
So God lives forever?
Forever.
So kind of like numbers, never
ends. Never ends.
Never
ever. So, put your hand up if you'd like to talk to me. Put your hand up. I'm going to explain something here, you guys. When God made us, He made us to live forever too. And if we choose to live our lives for God, then we will choose to live with Him in heaven one day. And so that means that there's some things that we need to acknowledge, or we need to talk about. And we'll get talk about that tomorrow. But someday, my body's going to die. But inside of me is my soul. And my soul will live on forever. And we get to kind of choose if we want to be with God forever or elsewhere. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Okay? Now, so, for the wages of sin is, what was it, Natalia? For the wages of sin is?
Death.
Death. Mean, if I've lied, if I have cheated, if I have taken something that wasn't mine, if I've been mean to my brother or sister and I know I shouldn't have, those are all falling short. That's not living up to God's standard. That's sin. So all of those things deserve death, Natalia? Is that what it's telling us? We'll read it again so we can find out.
For the wages of sin is death.
For the wages of sin, so the cost of my sin is
death.
Am I going to die someday?
Yeah, everybody is.
Everybody is. You know why? Because we've all sinned. But my soul will live on. The wages of sin is death, but the
free gift of the Lord is eternal life.
But the free gift of God is eternal life. So that means there is a heaven. And God would love to allow us to live in heaven one day with Him. Our souls being up in heaven with a new body. A brand new body. That's cool. We get to live with God. Okay, so let's go to the next one. Caleb, could you read yours one more time?
For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son so that everyone...
One more time. You said that so good, but we need to really listen carefully.
For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life.
So God gave His Son. Jesus
gave
His life in place of our life. So we deserve death. But Jesus took it upon Himself. Took all of our sin, if we ask, took all of our sin and said, it's on me. I'm going to pay the penalty. I'm going to pay the cost of all these sins. And He died a sinner's death in place of us. Yeah, question.
What way did He die?
He was crucified. And so that means He was nailed to a cross, which is not very pleasant at all.
Oh, so you get nailed like to a cross?
Yeah.
Chains and then get stabbed in the heart?
No, didn't get stabbed in the heart. He got stabbed somewhere else, but we'll talk. I'll talk to you about that a little later, okay? Yes. Yeah, so we celebrate, Easter celebrates Jesus. We remember Jesus' death, and on Easter Sunday, we remember that Jesus rose to life again.
Because, he's an angel.
No, he's not an angel. He's God. You can't, he's greater than the angels. Now, Jesus, why do you think Jesus rose to life again?
What's that mean?
Well, he was dead. They killed him. People killed him.
Why? Did you see something they didn't like?
They killed him because they thought he was saying things that were not right. But it turned out that Jesus was right. It turned out that he was able to forgive sins. And so Jesus was raised to life, and he was able to conquer death. He was able to conquer death because he had never sinned. And so his body was raised back to life. And that's how we know that Jesus is God. Do you have a quick question?
Yeah.
What's your quick question?
How did they put Jesus in chains?
They didn't put him in chains.
Like,
I'll talk to you after about that, because that's getting to a little bit of a tangent or a little bit of a side conversation, okay? But we'll talk about that after, okay? All right. You can put your hand down for now, okay? Now, I would like you guys to know a couple of things. I would like you guys to know three things. Number one, that we have all messed up, and because of that, you know, because of sin and the sin that we've done, you know, we deserve to die. But number two, Jesus, because he was sinless and he loves us so much, offers us eternal life. And number three, I want you to know that you can live with God in heaven forever after this life is done. So three really important things for you to know. And we're going to talk tomorrow morning, about how you can choose to become a Christian. Okay? Which is a really important thing. A really important thing. Okay? And some of you made that decision already. And some of you are like asking questions like, I don't even know what you're talking about. This is stuff that's brand new to me. When you guys go to your cabins, you're going to have a time to have some conversation. And I would like you to ask your cabin leaders when they became a Christian. Well, they will explain that to you, okay? Now, I would like you to ask your cabin leaders when they became a Christian. And then the second thing is your cabin leaders are going to ask you things like, who goes to church? Who has a Bible? And they're going to ask you a little bit about some of those types of questions and find out a little bit more about you and where you're at, okay? Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah.
Okay. And one more thing. One more thing. They're going to bring some snack to your cabin, so you guys can do this while you have a snack. Who likes snack?
Me!
Okay, well let's pray. Let's pray. And we're going to go and have some snack, but also have some conversation, okay? All right. Shh! I'll wait for you guys to be quiet. Eyes on me. Okay? Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Lord Jesus, we love you. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to understand everything that we need to understand to be people who are growing in relationship with you. Amen.